Good afternoon. Before we get started, may we have your name, please?
Jenna Lorenz Strahey.
Jenna Strahey.
It's a woman's name. Strahey. Okay, the Honorable Mr. Johnson is going to conduct your hearing, so just hold on to the phone, he'll be right with you.
Good afternoon, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good, thank you, how are you?
I'm doing good. Could you please state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Jenna Lorenz Strahey, 327-440.
Okay, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I want to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing this morning. Yet to my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Next to him is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. Next to me, to my immediate left, is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Also with us, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your hearing lead this morning. Also with us this morning, representing the Department of Corrections and your parole office is Mr. Westby. And I think you may be able to see Mr. Westby on the screen now. Okay, Ms. Strahey, did I say that right?
It's Strahey, yes.
Okay, Ms. Strahey, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, I do.
Okay. On that form, it notifies you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, well, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do, sir.
Okay, Ms. Strahey, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
Okay.
We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes.
Okay, the allegation on the warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of marijuana on or about October 31st, 2018, per the task lab report dated November 9th, 2018. Is that true or false, Ms. Strahey?
True.
All right, then. Well, based on the admission of Ms. Strahey, I am going to move to find that she was delinquent, that she did violate the terms and conditions of her supervision, and that she may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. Let me just mark the sheet. Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright. Okay, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, as I said earlier, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. Okay, we're going to start off phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then I'm going to go over some information within the warrant and give you an opportunity to see if there's any questions that you may have, anything you'd like to say to the board, and see if the board has any additional questions for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Westby.
Before we begin, Board, I just noticed on this warrant here at the top here, the current release status, it says drug transition program. She reverted to her GIS on September 13th of 2018. So the top line there is an error that should be corrected to say TIS.
I'm not sure where you...
Under current release status, in the upper left-hand corner on page one.
Oh, up here. It does say TIA.
Yes, the house says TIA.
Okay, it was correct. Transition program line.
Okay.
Ms. Strahey was released from Arizona Department of Corrections on August 14th of 2018. She was arrested on November 13, 2018 by ADC staff, the woman charges. She was back in DOC custody on November 13, 2018 with a projected community supervision end date of January 12, 2019, 0 scan days. Current conviction, 2018, drug paraphernalia, 9 months. She has no prior convictions. This is her first term in DOC. CUIR score 2-1, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. She has no disciplinary violations. Other arrest, 2010, DUI, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2015, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. She has several other drug-related charges, however, arrest, however, those charges were either dismissed or not processed. Her community risk score was a G1B1.
Okay, Ms. Strachey. So I see that when you were released, to stay with Kim Strachey at 5219 West Paiute Avenue in Glendale. Who is that, a relative of yours?
Yeah, that's my mom.
Okay, so you were staying with your mom. Were you staying with your mom at the time that you were apprehended or taken back in custody? Now?
Yes.
Okay. Were you working during that period of time?
Doing
my stage classes and I was looking for work. I am 8.5 months pregnant right now, so finding work wasn't too easy. Just with the belly showing, people didn't really want to hire me, and then have to give me the time off right away. But I was definitely looking. Okay. So, according to your program, it looks like you referred to Castro, your UA testing, and that in September you were negative. Then on October 31st and November 8th, you were positive for marijuana. What's going on?
I'm on methadone right now. I'm in the county. They put me on methadone. I had a day where I left the methadone clinic and thrown it up, and I wasn't feeling good. And instead of going to use heroin, I took a hit of weed and was hoping that it would be okay and get out of my system. But I just didn't want to go and use something harder, honestly. I was trying to do the best thing I could and the smartest thing I could, and I'm sure that wasn't it. This got me back here, but I was proud of myself for not going and doing something else.
So how long have, what drug are you, were you taking when you hooked on, when you having a problem with?
Heroin?
Yeah. How long have you been using heroin?
About 10 years.
10 years? And so what did you do? November 28th. So why didn't you get a you said you just was doing it temporarily. Is that the reason you didn't get a medical marijuana card?
And so I didn't really look into it any farther. I talked to my OB, and he said that it was okay, that he had nothing against it, anything negative to say against it, because the studies had shown too many negative things that against marijuana and being pregnant using it. But when I talked to my parole officer, like I said, he made it sound like it wouldn't be possible until I got off of community supervision. So I didn't really look into it any farther.
Yes, I just want to advise the board that it's DOC policy that when individual is pregnant, an offender is pregnant, they are prohibited from taking drugs or alcohol while they're on supervision because of harm to the fetus. So that would include marijuana, whether they had medical marijuana card or not.
Let me see if the board has any questions, Ms. Streaky. Streaky. Seeing no questions coming from the board, is there anything that you'd like to say to the board before we go into a discussion as we come up on a conclusion of your hearing?
Just that I know I made a mistake, and I definitely won't let it happen again. I'm not going to let anything affect taking my baby from me. That's for sure.
Okay.
Thank you guys for hearing me.
Okay, Mr. The board is going to go into discussion. While the board is in discussion, I'm going to ask you to stay on the line and have our meeting to remain silent. We'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision at that time, okay?
Okay.
All right. Ms. Stravey has a release date of January 12th of 2019, and she has a due date that she says for a child to be born on December 28, 2019. That's really, and I do understand from the PL that the DOC has a policy that once there's so many months pregnant that any use of drugs, that including marijuana, that they are to be revoked. But I have to tell you, this one I am stuck on. I mean, she has a release date coming up in less than a month. She's a couple of weeks due from, she's not even a couple of weeks due, she's about a week due from being pregnant, I mean, from having a baby. I'm just not, she has no prior, she has no discipline since she's been in custody. All of her charges have been DUI or drug paraphernalia, basically drug related charges. I think because she's 8.5 months pregnant, my thing would it be best to have her released so that she could have and be with a child, or if she stays in there to the 19 and she has the child when she's in prison, does the child stay with her or what happened? I'm not sure. Maybe Ms. Rittenhouse, you may be able to help me. I don't know. Mr. Quinones?
All I was going to say is, pardon me, that I'd be supportive of returning her to community supervision just for practical reasons. She's coming out so soon, it's an attempt, in my opinion, of getting her out closer to her due date, but we can't control when she's really going to get out.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm certainly not suggesting that. I'm just saying it's a step closer to her due date, maybe less lessening the complication. But she's 26 days out, so, I mean, from her release, and 11 days from her due date, so it is a...
Well, I think when you talk with her, you know, the same story that she gave us is the same story that she told the PO, is that they messed up her methadone and she didn't want to have to do heroin, so she smoked some marijuana. I mean, the story hasn't changed about what she's done. I understand DOC's policy. I'm tussling with the time that she has left and the time that she's actually due to to have the baby. I'm more apt just for the baby's sake, I guess, to release her back out of community service, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Well, in consideration, I'm not sure if she could be out-processed in 11 days.
Yeah. I don't know if she would be out-processed in that time or...
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I would support it because it might be closer to her due date, but that's the best I can guess.
Mm-hmm. do. If Mr. Westbrook, maybe you could help me with this. So if you're pregnant, you have a child while you're in custody, what happens?
I have no knowledge of the policies or how that works with pregnant offenders or pregnant inmates.
If she was in here for some violent charges or if there was some other things, she appears to have been a good inmate with no discipline problems that she's actually had. I don't know if she could get out in the 11 days or she get out prior to having the child, but I think it would be based on her past, and she says that, explained why she smoked the marijuana, but that she wouldn't do that anymore, and she's trying to, I was going to go ahead and, unless the board has any other questions, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to continue Ms. Drakey on community supervision with the same conditions that she has now based on the current situation. That would be my motion.
Second.
Oh, I agree.
Agree.
Yeah. Okay. Made motion by myself. Second that. Who did second that? Mr. Miller?
Of course they have.
Mr. Two people.
There's a photo finish.
You did it.
Photo finish.
Mr. Gonzalez agrees. Ms. Rittenhouse agrees. Mr. Neal agrees. Dr. Wright. Okay, Ms. Drakey? Okay, so you could hear the discussion taking place here on the board. The board has made a decision to continue on your community supervision with the same conditions that you currently have. I would hope that you're not going to disappoint this board, and if you happen to get out prior to having your child smoke marijuana, do anything like that, you said that you're not going to be doing anything like that. So we're going to continue on your community supervision because of the closeness and the circumstances, but I do want you to understand that it takes a period of time for the processing to get through for you to be released. So there's no guarantee that you would be released before your actual release date, which is January 12th of 2019, okay?
Okay, I understand.
All right. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. I do want to thank you for taking the opportunity for appearing before this board. That's concluding the conversation at this time, and we want to wish you and your child all of the best, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. So just set the phone down so the next person can come in.
Okay, thank you, have a good day.
You too.